Welcome to In Focus. I'm Anthony Morneau. Our guest today is Giovanna Rossi. She is head of Family Friendly New Mexico. The organization works to increase the number of businesses that provide family-friendly policies. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start off with a pretty general question. What is your organization's idea of a family-friendly business?
Sure. So Family Friendly New Mexico basically actually defined what family friendly means through a whole process that took a lot of time and a lot of input. And we came up with a pretty good, all-encompassing definition of family friendly, which means that it includes paid leave and that there are lots of things underneath paid leave. It includes different kinds of economic support. So higher than average wages in your industry, help with retirement, educational assistance. There's lots of options under that category. And then the third category is work schedules. So that would include flexible scheduling, predictable scheduling, telecommuting, different kinds of flexible scheduling. And the fourth area is health support. So health insurance, wellness programs, breastfeeding and lactation support, those kinds of things.
You mentioned in that paid leave. Mm-hmm. What are the studies show? What is the research showing how important that is just for the employee? I'd like to touch on the economic impact it may have later, but yeah. Just on the employee.
Yeah, so we know that paid leave really, really helps families. It not only, we're seeing the real connection between paid leave and early childhood as well. And so babies are able to bond with their moms when their moms have paid leave because they can do more of the one-on-one, breastfeeding, those kinds of things in those early months. And while businesses with 50 or more employees have FMLA, the federal, you know, mandate, that really only covers unpaid leave, and that's unpaid leave for up to 12 weeks. And I don't know that many women or parents who can really take unpaid leave. Like, it's just not really feasible for our families in New Mexico. So we really want to encourage businesses to look at their paid leave policies in this program, and it's one of very many, you know, different policies that we look at.
I would think that this seems like such an important issue because there are so many, you know, women in the workforce that are dependent on paid leave. I guess we're talking nearly half of the workforce in New Mexico. So, I mean, this, without paid leave, does this leave many women employees with some very tough choices?
Yeah, frankly, it really does. So we know that over half, I mean, close to sort of 70% of young children in New Mexico, 0 to 6 years old, have all of their parents in the workforce, whether that's both parents or the single mom or whoever it is, but all their parents are in the workforce. And so really supporting families to have a work-life balance so that they can really fulfill their responsibilities with their children and their families and their work is what this is all about, and at the same time stimulating New Mexico's economy, because by doing this, we actually support businesses to attract highly qualified and loyal employees.
And I guess there is the economic impact as well. If people don't have to worry about losing money and have that income coming in, wouldn't that be put back into the economy as well?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, the more we can keep our employees on the job healthy and not worried about, you know, going to work sick and all of those issues, and knowing what their schedule is, that's a really big one with service industry workers, is predictable scheduling. So knowing that you're going to knowing what your schedule is for the next 2 weeks is really, really important.
That seems like something that, you know, many people may take for granted, but if you work in the service industry, you're constantly waiting week by week, possibly, to know what your schedule's looking at. How is New Mexico doing in that field, you know, with the service industry and figuring that out?
You know, that industry has been a challenge for us to draw into our program, I think because of those scheduling issues. But the more businesses we get into our program, the more we can showcase how other businesses are doing it. I just met with, here in Las Cruces yesterday, Beck's Coffee, and they applied for the award. They're in our program now. They have, you know, 4 part-time employees and 1 full-time employee, and they somehow figure out predictable scheduling for their for mostly student employees. But they have a way of figuring it out, and sometimes it's not that the business doesn't want to do it or that it's really too hard. It's that they just don't know how, they don't have the tools, they frankly don't have the capacity or the bandwidth to sit down and figure it out. They're just trying to make ends meet as a small business. So the more we can showcase small businesses that are doing it and doing it well, the better it is for other businesses to learn from them.
Let's talk about the award. Tell us about the award, and you know, what does a business have to do to be considered in the running for that?
Yeah, sure. So we run a statewide family-friendly business award program that if you apply online, at our web address, nmfamilyfriendlybusiness.com. It's completely free to apply right now. You can go on and fill out a series of questions in those 4 broad categories: paid leave, work support, health support, and economic support. And once you fill in those questions, you immediately find out which level of award you get. And we don't reject any business. We figure if you're interested enough to come and take our and fill out the application, we're gonna meet you where you are and work with you. So you might fall in at the bronze level, which is the lowest level. You might have 1 or 2 policies in place. Or you could meet the silver level, which is any 3 policies. Or the highest level is the gold level, which means you have at least 1 policy in each of those 4 categories.
Well, let's break down some of those policies. I mean, yeah. What are you looking for, your organization is looking for to be able to win that gold level?
Yeah, so to be at the gold level, you really need at least 1 policy in each of the 4 broad categories. So that means you could be offering some kind of paid leave, you could be offering health insurance, and have higher than average wages in your industry, and you know, offer some kind of flexible scheduling, and you would qualify at that gold level. And there are different configurations because there are 15 different policies. I mentioned some of them already: predictable scheduling, retirement accounts, educational assistance, all kinds of things. We even have some businesses that have on-site or near-site childcare help. And so to get that highest level, you really need just 1 policy in each of those 4 areas. And if listeners or viewers want to find out exactly what those are, they can go to the website and it's all on there. You can see what the different policies are.
Health insurance, paid health benefits. I mean, how does this impact New Mexico right now? What are some of the statistics, or you know, your idea of where New Mexico really is right now as far as businesses even offering health benefits?
So it's definitely a challenge depending on the size of the business, but it's very interesting. The more we talk to businesses about what kinds of health supports they're offering their employees, they're getting really creative and really coming up with some interesting models of how to do it. And so if they're not offering actual health insurance, then they're offering, you know, time off to go to the doctor, or some businesses are, you know, like offering help as needed basis in terms of cash, you know. So they're really thinking about how they can support their employees as far as health.
I mean, those are some ways that some businesses could be supportive with health benefits if they're not offering health insurance.
Yeah.
It has to be a challenge if you have a small business and you just have a handful of employees. What are some of the things that, you know, if people are only paying a minimum wage, I mean, what are some of the things that they could do to really boost, you know, not only their employees' productivity, but also keep their employees and have lower turnover rate. What are some of the things that you're seeing with businesses?
Oh gosh, we're seeing all kinds of really creative things. One that I already mentioned, Beck's Coffee here in Las Cruces, they're offering their employees up to $600 a year in either cash or products to help with their community involvement. So if you're on a board or if you're helping with a community project and you need either time to go do that or products from the coffee shop, I understand, I don't know all the details, but that's how it was explained, then they support their employees to be involved in the community. So if you're an employee at a coffee shop and your employer is helping you do this, you're going to be way more loyal to them. And if you need to cover a shift, you're going to really try hard to cover that shift when someone else is out or something. So it creates this really tight bond and this family kind of feeling in these very small businesses.
But it also seems like it could do something for the community as well. I mean, it really shows a business in a whole new light within a community. I mean, wouldn't that in itself help grow a business?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. So there is the consumer aspect to this, which is that consumers are more and more interested in how businesses are treating their employees. And so we've seen examples of that, you know, in national news where big stores, chains are offering a private space for their employees to breastfeed or pump, and for customers to do that too. I'm way more likely to shop there than I am at a big store that isn't offering that and also isn't, you know, paying good wages. So that is having an impact as well. We're hearing more and more from consumers that they want businesses where they shop and spend their dollars, they want those businesses to be treating workers well.
You spend a lot of time up north. You're here in southern New Mexico. What are some of the things that you see here in this area that you feel could really help businesses become more family friendly?
Yeah, well, it's been great to be in Las Cruces for a couple of days. I've had some really great conversations with business leaders here about partnering with our program. Very interesting things that are going on here. The New Mexico Green Chamber, we're working on a partnership with them. The city of Las Cruces is actually the first awardee in the Las Cruces area in our program, and I met with the mayor while I've been here to discuss a partnership with the city of Las Cruces. We see, and I think the mayor agrees, that this could be a great model for the city of Las Cruces to take on and showcase and say we're a family-friendly city. And that is not only good for business, but it's good for the people. So it's just a win-win.
Are there any other cities in the state that are family-friendly cities and have that designation?
Yeah, so Farmington was actually the first, interestingly. And then the city of Albuquerque, we're working with the new mayor, Tim Keller, there on that. And then now Las Cruces. So we have three family-friendly cities in New Mexico. This time last year we had none, so we're very encouraged by that, and we have a big mayor's race in Santa Fe, as you know, and we're working with those candidates to make sure that whoever's the mayor, we definitely want to bring Santa Fe on board as well.
You mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, and we just have like a couple minutes left, but salary raises, you know, how important are you finding, you know, that is for a business and employees and keeping employees?
So higher than average wages in the industry is one of our policies, that if you offer higher than average wages, you can qualify, you know, in that category. But it's interesting, there have been some national studies just released that show that employees actually would rather have great benefits than more money. Now, of course, you have to pick that apart and see exactly what that means, but we are seeing that employees really value quality of life, flexibility, you know, work with me when I need to go and pick my kid up from school. I'm going to get the job done, trust me. That's the relationship, you know, that we're seeing develop.
And it seems, you know, very interesting stuff that you're bringing up here, and we look forward to learning more about what your organization is involved with here in southern New Mexico and Las Cruces. Giovanna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I want to thank you for joining us for another episode of In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno.